The Comfort Book, written by Matt Haig and read by me, the author. I sometimes write things down to comfort myself. Stuff learned in the bad times. Thoughts, meditations, lists, examples. Things I want to remind myself of, or things I have learned from other people or other lives. It is a strange paradox that many of the clearest, most comforting life lessons are learned while we're at our lowest. But then we never think about food more than when we are hungry, and we never think about life rafts more than when we are thrown overboard. So, these are some of my life rafts, the thoughts that have kept me afloat. I hope some of them might carry you to dry land too. A note on structure. This book is as messy as life. It has a lot of short chapters and some longer ones. It contains lists and aphorisms and quotes and case studies and more lists and even the occasional recipe. It is influenced by experience, but has moments of inspiration taken from anything ranging from quantum physics to philosophy, from movies alike to ancient religions to Instagram. There are no rules. There is a kind of accidental theme, though. The theme is connection. We are all things, and we connect to all things, human to human, moment to moment, pain to pleasure, despair to hope. When times are hard, we need a deep kind of comfort, something elemental, a solid support, a rock to hold on to, the kind we already have inside us, but which we sometimes need a bit of help to see. Part 1. Perhaps home is not a place, but simply an irrevocable condition. James Baldwin, Giovanni's Room. Baby. Imagine yourself as a baby. You would look at that baby and think they lacked nothing. That baby came complete. Their value was innate from their first breath. Their value did not depend on external things like wealth or appearance or politics or popularity. It was the infinite value of a human life. And that value stays with us, even as it becomes easier to forget it. We stay precisely as alive and precisely as human as we were the day we were born. The only thing we need is to exist and to hope.